Many doctors understand the importance of search engine optimization, or at least they've been told they should consider it, but they don't know where to begin. That's why this week we'll look at how to hire a healthcare SEO agency and what you should be looking for. What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Medical Marketing Podcast for Messenger, the show where we give you actionable tips and advice to help improve your practice marketing, grow revenue, and take patient experience to the next level. I'm your host, Crawford Ifland, and this week we're going to take a look at how to successfully hire an SEO agency for your healthcare practice. Let's dive in. Now, many doctors understand the importance of SEO, or they've at least been told that they should consider it, but they don't quite know where to begin. Now, SEO can be a challenge to many small practices. If a practice is lucky enough to have a dedicated marketing department, chances are they're spread too thin. And even if they aren't, many practice marketing teams don't possess the knowledge or the time to actually do SEO successfully. Now, smaller practices are even worse off because many of them don't have a marketing specialist on staff, let alone an entire team. So how can they compete with bigger competitors in their market to get better rankings on Google? How can they build a strategic advantage to help grow their practice when those resources are so limited? Now, for many, the obvious answer is outsourcing. But how can medical practices outsource successfully and ensure that SEO is a good investment for them? In this episode, we'll show you how to successfully hire a healthcare SEO agency to skyrocket your practice to the top of page one. First off, why do SEO at all? Before we address how to successfully outsource your healthcare SEO, we got to answer an important question. Why should healthcare practices do SEO in the first place? Now, there are a lot of myths and misconceptions about SEO, so we should set the record straight. There are three primary reasons why all healthcare providers should engage in SEO in some capacity. Number one, SEO is a vital driver of new patient acquisition. In 2020, 8 out of 10 patients will turn to Google or another search engine as their first step in selecting a doctor or doing research on a medical condition. Page 1 of Google receives 92% of all traffic. And while Google has 92% of the search engine market share, the same applies to other search engines like Bing or DuckDuckGo. If you want to get new patients and more leads, your practice has to be visible online. And the best way to improve your online visibility is to get on page one. Number two, SEO delivers a massive long-term strategic benefit. When your practice engages in a long-term SEO campaign, it becomes incredibly hard for other competitors to knock you off your top spot. With other marketing channels, increased levels of ad spend can significantly and instantly score you that number one spot. But with SEO, a good reputation is built over time, and it's hard to lose that reputation to competitors. Engaging in a strategic SEO campaign ensures that that new competitor can't just open up shop across the street and begin stealing patients away from you on Google. Your practice will still be at that top spot. And finally, number three, SEO can be more cost-effective than pay-per-click ad campaigns. Unlike PPC campaigns that require monthly ad spend, good SEO can deliver benefits long after you stop paying for it. With PPC campaigns, as soon as you pause or decrease ad spend, your ads stop showing, and the patients stop coming in the door. But when a top ranking is earned through good SEO, it endures. SEO is that investment that just keeps on giving. So now that you know why SEO is so important for healthcare providers, the question remains, why not do it in-house? Why should you hire a healthcare SEO agency in the first place? There are many reasons to hire a healthcare SEO agency rather than trying to do your private practice SEO in-house. Here are a few. First off, your staff are probably busy and spread too thin among other projects. If you're fortunate enough to have a dedicated marketing team for your practice, they have a lot of channels to pay attention to, so they might be spread too thin already. SEO is incredibly time-consuming and requires focused effort, so if you aren't able to give it the time it requires, it might be time to outsource to a trusted team. Another reason is if you don't have a dedicated marketing staff to begin with. For many small practices, cost prohibits them from hiring a dedicated marketing manager, so they hand off marketing tasks to their existing staff members. These tasks are often in addition to their normal day-to-day responsibilities, so marketing might get put on the back burner. But this approach doesn't work with time-intensive activities like SEO. What's more, SEO is a fast-paced, always-changing field, so chances are that regular office staff won't be able to keep up with all of the changes. If that's the case, an outside specialist is probably necessary. Oftentimes, SEO costs less than hiring somebody to do it in-house. Many doctors find that they can save money, free up those valuable staff hours, and get better results by outsourcing their SEO efforts to a dedicated healthcare marketing agency who's able to handle the workload and can provide better reporting and results. Another benefit of choosing a healthcare SEO agency is the experience and insights they bring to the table. Because many healthcare marketing agencies work with a variety of clients in different subspecialties and across different regions, they're often able to provide insights into the market and industry trends that one practice alone wouldn't be able to see. It's not just about what the agency is seeing with your practice website and your metrics. They're also able to look at other clients to identify industry trends and benchmark performance among multiple clients. Another reason to consider outsourcing is that a good healthcare SEO agency will understand the patient journey. Healthcare SEO agencies can be an invaluable partner because they understand the uniqueness of that journey that a patient is on. Patient experience in healthcare is very different than customer experience or a buyer's journey in other industries. By having a trusted partner on board who understands the patient journey and can identify weaknesses or blind spots that a practice may have developed, those practices are able to improve the patient experience and increase patient satisfaction. But it's not just that. A good agency can also be a valuable sounding board for other marketing ideas. Let's face it, over time, we all develop blind spots, and healthcare practices are no different. Because they're on the outside, so to speak, a trusted marketing agency has the ability to view a practice's marketing initiatives with fresh eyes and offer that fresh perspective. Marketing agencies can also serve as a sounding board for marketing ideas that a practice may have, and they can offer valuable feedback and insights. And finally, the last reason to consider outsourcing your SEO is that good agencies understand HIPAA regulations like the back of their hand. A knowledgeable healthcare SEO agency will understand the many regulations that are unique to healthcare, especially HIPAA. Any other marketing agency might be able to provide excellent marketing services, but without an in-depth understanding of the regulations surrounding patient information, doctors could be liable. Because of this, it's best for doctors to partner with healthcare-specific marketing agencies who understand and can respond to all those regulations. So those are a few reasons why you should consider outsourcing your SEO to a healthcare marketing agency rather than trying to do it in-house. But if your practice has never done any SEO before, what should you be looking for? Choosing the right healthcare marketing agency to manage your SEO is one of the most important parts of setting up a beneficial long-term SEO campaign. Obviously, many factors go into this decision, but here are some of the most important things to look for when you're choosing an agency. First off, experience in healthcare. Does the agency in question have deep experience working for clients in the healthcare space? If not, they might not understand all of the intricacies or regulations that healthcare providers face. So choosing an agency with experience serving other clients like your practice is invaluable and definitely one of the first things you should be looking for. Next, you should turn to positive reviews and testimonials. Most people turn to online reviews when buying a product or researching a new doctor, for that matter. Why should you be any different with your practice marketing? Look at the number, recency, and overall impressions of reviews left for the marketing agency online. What do other doctors out there have to say? Be sure to look at a variety of sources to get the whole picture, and don't be afraid to do some digging. You should also ask for a list of references. Any reputable healthcare marketing agency will gladly hand over a list of references that you can contact to verify those results and testimonials for yourself. If an agency is cagey about naming their clients or providing a list of satisfied contacts that they've worked with, you should probably treat that as a warning sign. You'll also want to see that the agency has good SEO themselves. What good is an SEO agency if they can't practice what they preach? An SEO agency that doesn't show up on page one might be a red flag. If they can't rank for competitive terms to promote their own business, will their strategies be effective for your practice? You also want to look at things like thought leadership and contributions to the industry. The most successful marketing agencies don't hoard this information. They freely share with others and promote education to make everybody better. When you're evaluating an agency, ask yourself, are there people thought leaders in the field? Do they regularly contribute to industry publications and share knowledge with others? Or are they more interested in keeping things to themselves? You'll also want to look at case studies. Reputable healthcare marketing agencies should have case studies available for you to see the results they've achieved for other clients. If they don't have case studies that can prove the results that they've achieved for other practices like yours, be sure to ask why, and maybe think twice about investing your hard-earned dollars with them. Another thing to consider is agency structure. Now, it's not essential for every agency to be structured the same way, but it is valuable to know how the marketing agency that you choose tends to operate. Who will you be working with to improve your SEO? Do you get a dedicated account manager? Is the CEO or agency leadership easy to reach? Do they shuffle clients among various people at the agency, or do they have a dedicated point of contact so that you can get the help you need when you need it? And finally, look at other service offerings. Be sure to look at other services that your healthcare marketing agency of choice provides. Now, this shouldn't be a deal breaker, but there are two questions you should try to answer here. If you need assistance with another marketing channel, will they be able to provide support? Does the agency focus on one area of marketing, or do they try to be a jack of all trades? If they do, this could be an indication that the agency itself isn't a jack of all trades. They're spread too thin, and they're in fact a master of none. Okay, so you've done your research and you're ready to take the next step in selecting a healthcare marketing agency to manage your practice's SEO. Next up is the most crucial step in the process, the interview. I want to walk through some valuable questions you should ask a healthcare SEO agency that are aimed at establishing a clear picture of the relationship you want to have. First off, who are your clients? Any decent marketing agency should have a client list on their website, but if not, be sure to ask for one to see who they serve. You should also ask, what does reporting look like? Be sure to figure out how often the agency will be reporting metrics to you and in what format. Establishing expectations up front is key to a successful engagement. You'll also want to ask for a list of references. Again, any decent healthcare marketing agency should be able to provide a list of current or past clients who'd be happy to give a reference. If a marketing agency can't provide references, you'll probably want to ask why. You'll also want to ask if they do SEO work in-house or if they white label and outsource themselves. This question will probably depend on your preference. Some practices don't mind when agencies white label their work, but this means that the agency is acting as a middleman, and you probably could be getting a better deal elsewhere. Most agencies do have SEO specialists in-house, but it's always a good idea to check. You may also want to ask how the agency works with other marketing agencies. Many practices have several consultants or marketing agencies working on different channels for them. If that's you, be sure to ask how this agency works with other agencies. The goal here is to identify any potential points of conflict and seek to resolve them before they become a real problem. And the next question is kind of a big one. Given our unique situation, how long can we expect to see results? Be sure to ask how long it should take to see results from your SEO campaign, and pay careful attention to the agency's answer. Anyone who tells you that you can get on page one in 6 weeks is probably lying to you. We'll get into this a little bit later. You'll also want to ask if they have any sort of guarantee. Asking an agency about guarantees can surface some interesting answers, and in this case, you actually want the agency to say no, because anyone who tells you that they can guarantee a top spot either doesn't know what they're doing with SEO, doesn't know how it works, or they're trying to pull the wool over your eyes. You'll probably also want to ask about pricing and minimum contract lengths. Some SEO agencies do require a minimum 6-month or 1-year contract, and others don't. A minimum contract length may be perfectly fine for your practice, or you might prefer to choose an agency that doesn't work with such a requirement. It all depends on your marketing goals and preferences. Also, speaking about money, many healthcare SEO agencies will charge a flat monthly retainer for their SEO services, but some do charge by the hour. Again, the way an agency bills their services might be a deal breaker for your practice, so you'll want to ask that question and understand the relationship upfront. Speaking of understanding things upfront, you'll also want to ask if there are any upfront or one-time fees. It's another pricing question that's important to know if there are any setup fees associated with your engagement. Some marketing agencies charge upfront fees and others don't, so it's always good to ask. What if something goes wrong with your site? That's another question you should ask. Now, it's not common, but sometimes things can go wrong with your website, which can lead to downtime and a downturn in patient leads. Many agencies have a disclaimer in their contracts that limit their liability if your site goes down, but it's good to know if they have the ability to troubleshoot and fix any issues that may arise. Probably won't be a deal breaker for you, but it's good to know if they can offer support. And finally, the last question you should ask a marketing agency of your choice is, what if things go wrong? What if we're not seeing results? How can we end this engagement? In the event that you want to part ways with your SEO agency, be sure to understand upfront what that cancellation process looks like. Are there any cancellation fees? Is there a required 30-day notice period or one that's longer? Will you be able to get any sort of refund? Asking these questions can help you understand what the relationship will look like upfront and how to structure the work for maximum success. Next up, we'll answer one of the most common SEO questions we get. How much should it cost? Hopefully the list of questions we just went through is helpful as you consider an engagement with a healthcare SEO agency. But one question comes up time and time again. How much should a healthcare SEO cost? Now, this is a common question among doctors and marketing managers alike, and for good reason. SEO is an ever-changing world, and many agencies choose to bill for their services in very, very different ways. It's important to know that when you're budgeting for SEO, every situation is unique. Your practice, your services, and your geographic market and competition are vastly different than those of other practices, even practices in the same specialty. As such, pricing for SEO services can look very different from practice to practice, even if the practices look similar in many ways. Now, as I mentioned before, many agencies choose to charge a flat monthly rate for SEO services, while others prefer to bill at an hourly rate. In our experience, healthcare SEO services can range from $2,000 a month for smaller practices to more than $10,000 a month for larger multi-location practices. Regardless, it's often still less expensive for many practices to outsource their SEO rather than hiring someone to do it in-house. Hiring an additional employee doesn't just carry the cost of one additional salary. There are things like benefits, increased overhead, onboarding, training, and many other external costs to consider. Because of this, it often makes more financial sense to outsource SEO to a healthcare marketing agency. And while price is obviously an important consideration, it doesn't matter as much as you think it might. The more valuable metric to focus on when doing SEO is return on investment, or ROI. Perhaps your practice pays a healthcare SEO agency $2,500 a month to manage your SEO and improve your online rankings. Now, while that's not a trivial sum of money, if your SEO efforts lead to one additional, say, LASIK patient with a revenue of $3,000, the agency has more than paid for itself. Your ROI is instantly positive. And the vast majority of well-executed SEO campaigns deliver far more than one additional patient per month. This makes SEO one of the most ROI-positive, practice-growing marketing initiatives that you can undertake. But there's still one question we have to deal with. How long should it take to see those results? If price is the number one question when it comes to healthcare SEO, time comes in at number two. Every practice tracks their ROI, and every practice, understandably, wants to know how long it's going to take to see those results. That's why it's important to ask your healthcare SEO agency how long you can expect it to take to see those results, and if they offer any guarantees. The responses to these questions will tell you a variety of things, including if they actually know what they're doing when it comes to SEO, and if they're trying to trick you or corner you into an expensive long-term relationship that won't produce results. As with pricing, every situation is unique, and your results will depend on a variety of factors, things like your practice size, your local competition and geographic market, the competitiveness of those keywords that you're trying to target, your other marketing channels, the health of your website, your online reputation, etc., etc. In broad strokes, it generally takes 4 to 5 months to begin to see your rankings improve, and it can take a year or more to see the needle really move on those keywords that matter. Again, these are general numbers and should be taken with a grain of salt. Your situation is unique and will determine exactly how long it takes for your practice to improve its rank on Google. SEO is a long-term strategy, one in which a myopic vision for success is not rewarded. However, if you can stay the course, SEO is an incredibly valuable strategy that can deliver outsized results, help you dominate your local competition, and set your practice on a growth trajectory that will last for years to come. Well, that's all for this week's episode of the Medical Marketing Podcast. Thanks for listening. You can subscribe to the Medical Marketing Podcast for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And if you like the show, let us know by writing a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll have a link in the show notes. If you want more great resources like this episode, check out our website at www.messenger.md. We've got a whole page of free practice marketing resources and tons of content like this that will help you improve your practice marketing, grow revenue, and take patient experience to the next level. That's all for today's episode. For Messenger, I'm Crawford Ifland. See you next week.